news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:05 on this Super Wednesday.
Nice.
You like that? 71 degrees now, and a bumpy day ahead of us weather-wise. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a second. Plus, we will dive headfirst into the Super Tuesday results for the, well, I would say for the 29 or 30% of y'all that voted yesterday, but that is overall. In the FM Talk 106.5 audience, I think that number is 90% plus, so I know a lot of you interested in those results. We'll get into it and some analysis coming up this morning. All right, first thing we're going to do, though, is check the ride in on this wet Wednesday morning. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. Pretty foggy across the bayway, and we do have some wet roadways from some showers that have moved through the area, so be careful this morning. So far, a pretty good start across the bayway in Daphne, Spanish Fort. You're clear. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa in downtown Mobile are hosting a joint job fair this Saturday from 9 to 2. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair by going to RenaissanceMobileJobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms along with fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few morning showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
An acoustic evening with Jake Owen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour.
Along with you.
Saturday, March 15th, at the Mobile Sanger Theater.
The one that got away.
With special guest Larry Fleet.
The one that wrecks my heart.
Get up close and personal with Jake Owen live.
Gonna be a southern summer player.
Tickets on sale now at the Sanger Theater box office and Ticketmaster.com.
Blue eyes and auburn hair.
Jake Owen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour.
6:08 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Super Tuesday. Here come the runoffs. That's my headline this morning for our neck of the woods and the state of Alabama. You have a runoff, of course, here. AL1 in the Republican primary, Carl versus Hightower. Also on the Democrat side, you have Gardner versus Averhart in a runoff. And in the Senate, it's Tuberville and Sessions in that runoff. Bradley Byrne last night conceding, or at least... Yeah, I guess he conceded. Mm-hmm. It's always funny in these speeches. Was it a concession speech or was it just a speech? But I feel it was a concession speech last night from AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, who now has 10 months left to serve in his term.
Yeah, it certainly sounded like a concession speech, but not one where he was blown out exactly in the voting.
It was tight.
It was relatively tight between the top three candidates there, but of course in a runoff only the top two get to move on. So now we're left with Tuberville and Sessions, and both last night already kind of going after one another.
Yeah, we'll get into some of that coming up in just a little bit. Also, a breakdown of the numbers. Mobile and Baldwin County will delve into the differences between the two counties and how we voted in AL1 and in the Senate race. I thought that was of note. And I guess we're listening to Sands Through the Hourglass, whatever these are the days, as we wait for what a lot of people are wondering is it going to happen this week? Will President Trump weigh in now? You know, the rumor mill started. You and I were working till late last night here with our coverage of Super Tuesday, and my social media was popping up, and people were texting me last night after midnight saying, Sullivan, get ready. We're getting word that Trump this week is going to come in and say something in this Senate race, and will come in. And so we can only assume if that did happen, it would be President Trump weighing in on the side of Tommy Tuberville, although Tommy Tuberville has rubbed President Trump the wrong way, too, on some things. So it's going to be interesting to see if this does happen, and if that does happen, what that does to the vote here in Alabama.
Yeah, and we've seen the president make some wrong moves and endorsements in the past.
Yes.
And maybe he's...
Luther Strange.
Maybe he's learning a little bit from that. We'll see, because I know a lot of people, me included, expected him to weigh in on this a long time ago, once Jeff Sessions entered the race. But I think also is important if the president comes out and endorses one or the other, is where do all the votes that went to Bradley Byrne last night end up going in this runoff race? Because that's a pretty large portion of the votes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about that with you today. Remember, our text line open for you right now at 343-0106. This is the game that folks like you and you and you and you and all of us here play, because you look at it and you go, okay, you have a runoff situation. And by the way, runoff, they are going to be campaigning to the firewall from here to the end of the month. The runoff at the end of this month. We have just the 4 weeks here to get to the runoff. Okay, they're going to be campaigning and at the same time, not just making the case to their people to show back up to vote again. They're going to try to swing votes from the third place finisher. So let's say, for example, in AL1, in the Republican primary. Okay, and to some degree, the Democrat primary, but let's look at the Republican primary here. Chris Pringle hit 17% of the vote. That is without looking at the numbers, we are going to get into the numbers here in a second, but I think I remember Jerry Carl leading over Hightower at the final last night by about 1,000 votes. Now, if you can bring the Pringle votes in, if you're Hightower or you're Carl, you can assure yourself a win. Of course, there's a lot of questions. Do people who vote, if you went out and voted for Pringle, do you show back up for the runoff to vote for Carl or Hightower? That's a fair question. Mm-hmm. And out of the people that say yes to that, how do they break? Do the Pringle voters break more to Carl? Do they break more to Hightower? I'll give you some analysis, but I want to hear from you on that. And also in this Senate primary for the Republicans, the Bradley Byrne voters, do they break? You would say easily, if you're looking from out of state or out of intergalactically, looking down here, you'd say, oh, well, the Bradley Byrne voters are going to go to Sessions because of geography. But remember how rough the campaigning got there towards the end. Will you have that break of Bradley Byrne voters going to back up Sessions? That and a whole lot more coming up this morning. And let's look at Super Tuesday from a national perspective. Big day for Biden. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
With contests in 14 states and American Samoa, a lot of delegates were up for grabs. Former Vice President Joe Biden entered Super Tuesday propelled by a turnaround win in the South Carolina primary, and with the endorsements of Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, fellow contenders who dropped out of the race over the weekend. Biden's first victory on Super Tuesday came from the state of Virginia.
Feels good. I don't know what the outcome, what the actual results are, but it feels good.
While in California,
I'm here to report. We are very much alive! And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden went on to win several states, including Alabama, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Minnesota. Bernie Sanders, who entered the Super Tuesday contests as the perceived frontrunner, quickly won in his home state of Vermont. He also captured Colorado and Utah. Sanders was confident he would go all the way to victory.
We are going to win the Democratic nomination. And we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
Michael Bloomberg, who entered the race late, won American Samoa early in the evening. Super Tuesday marked the first time he appeared on a primary election ballot. He has been using his considerable fortune to buy campaign ads to elevate his visibility around the country. But he didn't get a big haul from Super Tuesday. He and Elizabeth Warren had already moved on to non-Super Tuesday states. Bloomberg was campaigning in Florida.
If I'm the nominee, let me make you this promise. We will beat Donald Trump here in Florida and swing states around the country.
Florida holds its primary on March 17th. Warren, who lost her home state of Massachusetts to Joe Biden, was campaigning in Michigan.
My name is Elizabeth Warren, and I'm the woman who's going to beat Donald Trump.
Warren also told supporters she's looking beyond the White House toward flipping the Senate and putting the Democrats back in the majority. Bloomberg, meanwhile, plans to reassess his campaign after his Super Tuesday results. He spent more than $500 million of his own money on the campaign, but didn't gain as much traction as he had hoped. A spokesman says Bloomberg's goal remains beating Donald Trump in November. Whether Bloomberg continues to try to do so on his own or to throw his support behind someone else remains to be seen. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The interesting part about Bloomberg is his support was behind Biden early in this race. He then had his own questions about whether Biden could get it done, so he stepped in himself and spent A lot of money. A lot of money. Now, will there be anything left to shift to Biden, and would he shift back to Biden supporting him?
I just can't get over. I can't wait for the breakdown of how much money was spent per vote on Super Tuesday for Mike Bloomberg.
Big
because
money.
It's going to be a lot. And then if you break it down for money per delegate, well, then we're talking tens of millions of dollars. So it's absolutely insane.
It's an expensive road to the White House for sure. Also, we'll look more at the races here in our neighborhood and across the state of Alabama. I can say one that was decided pretty early last night, and that was Amendment 1. I think the last numbers we saw, 76% no votes on that. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, check in with Dalton in sports. We're talking, were there sports going on last night?
There were some sports going on last night, and we're talking March Madness in politics, so why don't we talk March Madness in basketball. And South Alabama on a roll with a great chance to get into the tournament. I'll tell you how.
All right, that's coming up in just a little bit. Plus, the Fed cutting interest rates, but the market not taking the lead yesterday. Pretty interesting. We'll get into details on that. And some new songs out there to wash your hands to. Because if Happy Birthday is not long enough, they're telling you have to sing Happy Birthday twice when you wash your hands. Some other songs, it may be long enough, and you might know the tune to these songs. So other songs to wash your hands to.
And I've switched it up too, so I'll let you know what I've been singing while I've been washing my hands.
Very good. We'll get that coming up in just a second. News is next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County woman is facing child abuse charges for reportedly punching a small child in the face. Deputies say Nishafi Bettis hit the child after getting mad while shopping at a Dollar General. Florida officials are reporting a third case of coronavirus in the state. Two cases have been confirmed while health officials are still working to confirm the new case. The most recent patient is the sister of a woman who was already infected after traveling together in Italy. Meanwhile, Florida health officials are also frustrated because officials in New York didn't tell them an infected patient had traveled to Miami. The Pensacola Police Department is selling t-shirts and hats for the upcoming Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. The torch will make its way across Florida to the Special Olympics Summer Games opening ceremonies in Orlando. The money raised will support Special Olympics athletes. T-shirts are $15, hats are $20. You can find details on how to order a t-shirt or hat at WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college basketball. The South Alabama Jaguars rallied from 6 points down to beat Texas State 58-54. It was the final regular season game of the year for South, who finished the season on an 8-game win streak and with the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference. Senior guard Andre Fox led the Jags comeback with 10 of his 12 points in the final 3.5 minutes of the game. Chad Lott had 16 in the win, while Trey Mitchell put up 14 points with 12 rebounds. By earning the Sun Belt's number 2 seed, the Jags get a ticket straight to the tournament semifinals. The conference tournament begins this coming Saturday, while South gets some time off. They'll next play at 2 p.m. next Saturday, March 14th, at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. Jags now only need to win 2 games to earn a ticket to the NCAA tournament. The Sun Belt announced yesterday that Pensacola will host the conference tournament beginning next year for at least the next 5 years. It'll become a 12-team tournament with all games played in Pensacola. Games will be played in the Pensacola Bay Center and at Pensacola State College's Hartzell Arena. In the SEC last night, Alabama fell to Vanderbilt 87-79. Vandy's Saban Lee scored a career-high 38 points in the upset win for the SEC's last-place team. Alabama needed to close out the regular season without a loss to have a chance at making the NCAA tournament. The Tennessee Vols rallied from 17 points down to upset number 6 ranked Kentucky in Lexington 81-73.
And that is going to wind this one down and out. Tennessee on the road rocks them at Rupp 81-73.
John Fulkerson led the Vols with a career-high 27 points. And South Carolina beat Mississippi State 83-71 in a game between two teams that are just on the outside of most NCAA tournament projections. Tonight we have 4 games in the conference. At 6, number 17-ranked Auburn hosts Texas A&M. You can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6 tonight, Georgia hosts SEC East rival Florida. And Arkansas hosts LSU. Then at 8, Missouri is on the road at Ole Miss. And in baseball, South Alabama lost to number 25-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa 12-2. The tie had homered 4 times in the win and remain undefeated with a 13-0 record. The loss drops the Jags record to 7-7. Next up, an even tougher test for South. They'll go back on the road to face number 10-ranked Arkansas on Friday. 623 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms along with fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few morning showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've got a lot of fog again this morning downtown and across the bayways. So keep that in mind. But so far, Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers are clear. We look good heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland with no major backups or delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. You can see their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday, Super Wednesday. Looking back at the votes from yesterday, we'll talk about some of the national stories, but a lot of focus, of course, right here in Southwest Alabama and in the state of Alabama as a whole. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, former State Senator Bill Hightower, will face off in the runoff March 31st to decide who will be the Republican nominee in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. This story from Yellowhammer News said both campaigns significantly outpaced State Representative Chris Pringle, who finished over 18 percentage points behind the two leaders. Restaurateur Wes Lambert finished a distant fourth. According to unofficial results on the Secretary of State's website, Bill Hightower captured 37.47% of the electorate by winning the support of 37,133 voters, and Jerry Carl got 38.71% of the vote with 38,359 voters. More simply, Carl edged out Hightower by 1,226 votes. All right. Now, I asked this question last night and asked again this morning. How will people split in the runoff? Now, runoff coming up on the 31st. It is firewall stuff here. 4 weeks of campaigning in this runoff. Now, will people that voted, and we'll talk about the same thing in the Senate Republican primary here in a little bit, but in this AL1, will people who came out and voted for Chris Pringle yesterday, will they come back on March 31st? And if they do, how will their votes break? Look at it. Gary, he texted in this morning, said, my wife and I voted for Pringle, and we will vote for Carl in a runoff.
Okay.
So that's what people are wondering.
And it's a good question with turnout. According to WKRG, turnout yesterday was below the 2016 primary, which kind of makes sense once you look at the presidential races. If there's a lot of Trump supporters, they were more likely to come out in a contentious race than in last night's race. What will that mean for the runoff election? There will be even fewer people out there. But I do think it helps that you have the Senate race also on the ballot.
This has to help Sessions in a way, because the people who come out for AL1 will be there anyway, right? And they will have a chance to vote. And you think, if you look at the numbers, I think by midnight last night, Tommy Tuberville and Mobile County had like 10% of the vote. That was it. I think you'll see people break, obviously, strong for Sessions in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Elsewhere in the state where they don't have a runoff, will they show up at all to vote again? It's an interesting angle we'll talk about. News is on the way, plus Dr. Bill straight ahead.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The race to represent Alabama in the U.S. Senate heads to a runoff after yesterday's primary election. Jeff Sessions will square off against Tommy Tuberville as he fights to reclaim his old Senate seat. The race was close. That was expected. The runoff is set for the end of March, March 31st. Bradley Byrne, who waged an uphill battle against Sessions and Tuberville, says he'll continue to work to defeat Democrat Doug Jones. Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower will also be in a runoff in the race to fill the job being vacated by Byrne, representative from Congressional District 1. Alabama voters reject a measure to remove the current school board and replace it with one appointed by the governor. 75% voted against putting Amendment 1 on the November ballot. Governor Ivey's office issued a statement saying she was disappointed but would continue fighting to improve education in the state. Only 33% of voters showed up at the polls during this election cycle, compared to 41% in 2016. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. Mobile probate judge Don Davis said absentee voting applications were down 25%. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product. Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grand View Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grand View Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Special report, Super Tuesday. They're still counting the votes in Maine, and California still not called by several news organizations, with Sanders holding the lead there. But Super Tuesday was especially super for Joe Biden, as we hear from Phil Mattingly.
You can't talk about Joe Biden's night without talking about his run through the South. Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, huge wins throughout the course of those states, taking advantage of demographics that had a lot of non-white voters, all of whom went very heavily towards Joe Biden.
Biden also tops in Texas, Massachusetts, and Minnesota. Steve Kastenbaum covering Bernie Sanders.
Sanders is sounding optimistic.
Let's go on to the White House.
But he didn't have the Super Tuesday he was hoping for. He said his sights on Joe Biden.
You cannot beat Trump with the same old kind of politics.
Sanders winning Vermont, Utah, and Colorado, and that lead in California. Warren and Bloomberg said to be reconsidering their candidacies. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The World Bank has committed $12 billion in aid for developing countries grappling with the spread of the coronavirus. The emergency package includes low-cost loans, grants, and technical assistance. The action comes as leaders around the world pledge to shield their countries from the economic impact of the outbreak. Economists say monetary easing isn't going to fix broken supply chains or limit the spread of the coronavirus epidemic after the Fed's 50 basis point rate cut yesterday carried out outside the monetary policy meeting schedule. Monetary easing can help ensure that firms have access to credit, support financial conditions, and boost confidence in the economy more generally, but the easing does not address the underlying issue. ExxonMobil's outlining how it's reducing the methane its operations released into the atmosphere, detailing its efforts as governments around the globe write new rules to regulate the harmful greenhouse gas. The oil and gas giant is seeking to influence the way those rules are written. On Wall Street, futures sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, a lot of people were talking about what the weather would do yesterday and what effects it might have on voter turnout, but yesterday turned out to be okay. If people get out the polls, no major rain, but that's not the story this morning.
Yeah, it's quite different now. We've got a stationary front that's right along coast this morning, and upper air disturbances are moving across that area, and as they do, they'll set off thunderstorms. We've had a regular parade of strong thunderstorms across central portions of Mississippi and Alabama overnight and this morning, and that extends right down into our area, into Washington County. At the moment, we have a very strong thunderstorm that's located over western portion of Washington County. It's going to track on into southern Clark and northern Baldwin County over the next hour, and that could produce some strong gusty winds as well as some very, very heavy rain. But that's just part of a whole series of them that have moved across that area over the last few hours. Here along in Mobile, along the coast, we've just had a few showers, and that's going to be the pattern for most of the day, with the heavy activity occurring north of Mobile. The storm system that is responsible for all of this is a low-pressure area still over South Texas, and is going to move up coastal Louisiana by early this evening. And that's going to keep this shower and thunderstorm activity in our area through the night, and things will improve late tonight and certainly tomorrow. That storm will eventually move across the coastal Louisiana right through our area early in the morning, and then eventually by late tomorrow and on into Friday, it'll be up on the East Coast. So for today, look for showers and a few thunderstorms. We could see some heavy rain at times here in Mobile, especially later today, but of course to the north of Mobile, it's already occurring. The high today will be in the 70s, anywhere from 70 to 75 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms again, and areas of dense fog. Lows tonight will be in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a few morning showers, then mostly cloudy for the rest of the day, high in the upper 60s. And then we'll cool into the upper 40s tomorrow night. As for Friday, should be a really nice day. Sunny upper 60s, down to near 40 degrees for Friday night. And the weekend, sunny and low 60s Saturday, mostly sunny upper 60s on Sunday. So it looks like we could have another nice weekend ahead.
All right, but we got to get there, and I want to talk about a couple things here. You talk about severe thunderstorms, and people can look on the radar and see that to our north. But as they come in our area here, Mobile, Baldwin County's, Do you have any worry of tornadoes with this? I mean, this is the time of year.
There is that possibility, yes. There is a possibility of tornado activity. Right now, we do have some very strong thunderstorms, or had been moving right across to the north of us, and that one right now, as I mentioned, is up in Washington County. And even that one has the potential of producing a tornado. But right now, it looks like straight-line winds within that thunderstorm and those that have occurred over the last few hours.
And looking at the radar and your mention of the rain, what kind of rainfall totals are we looking at here in central and northern Alabama? Because it sure looks like a lot of orange and red on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Through central Alabama, looking for a couple of inches of rain, but as you progress into more into the southern areas, extending into southwest Alabama, anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain all the way through tonight and into tomorrow morning. Right here in Mobile, we're looking for the potential of possibly 3 inches of rain, but I would say the best estimate would be around 1.5 to 2 inches of rain between now and tomorrow morning. We will see some of that heavier rain occur in our area as that low moves to Louisiana tonight and then into our area early tomorrow morning.
Enough for possible flash floods, or what's your feeling on that?
Yeah, flash flooding is very likely right now. That's the problem across interior southwest Alabama, and later today and certainly tonight we'll see that potential for flash flooding with periods of heavy rain here in Mobile and into the coastal counties.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively on FM Talk 106.5, and circle back around to flooding issues as well. Watching the, like I've said, I've got a dog in this hunt, but I'm not the only one paying attention. There's a lot of people who live in Saraland and up and down the west side of Baldwin County along the Delta that are watching this flooding issue. So the Mobile River reading at Berry Steam Plant, all right, so that's basically the main gauge for the Mobile River we watch, is at 13.8 feet. OK, Okay, remember it was topped out. I think it crested 17.1, 17.2. So a lot of people say, wow, that's a 4 feet it's dropped. Understand that 13.8 feet on the Mobile River is still an immense flood. So it hasn't dropped back down. It has dropped 4 feet, but at 13.8 is a very big river stage as it is. And now we're talking about all this rain falling north of the dams. Remember, the rain that falls like in southern Washington County and southern Clark County and southern Monroe County and Mobile and Baldwin counties really doesn't cause a big issue for the main river flood. What it is the central and northern Alabama drainages of the Alabama and Tom Bigby that really feed this, and they're getting a bunch of rain. They were getting it yesterday, they're getting it today, and they continue to get it into tomorrow. And this is what has people worried, because yes, the Mobile River's dropped down to 13.8 feet, but we're about to put another huge volume of water, and there's every bit of ground is saturated up there, so it's not soaking any up. Any kind of backwaters, you know, backwater lakes and sloughs and all that that might hold some of this water, they're all full and topped out and at the same level as the river. And so you're about to put this on. I think, unfortunately, we're going to be in about probably a week from now or less, be talking once again about these high stages and possibly record floods on this, just from what I'm seeing on the radar this morning. So we'll keep our eyes on it and keep you in the loop.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, it's not good. And people in Saraland, you've seen the pictures, people that had their homes flooded or just trying to get back in there over the last 2 days and, you know, get the drying process done and get all that. I truly worry that we're looking at another 17-foot stage probably in another week or so from what we're seeing on this rain. I pray not, but it's what it looks like right now. All right, 6:42, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up. Also, Dalton's got our sports, and we'll check in with News 5.
This is Rhoda McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We do have a dense fog advisory this morning and more showers that will be coming through the area, so grab that umbrella on the way out. The Bayway, the Causeway, and downtown, pretty thick fog, but the good news is a couple hit and runs we've had out of the roadways. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile have the perfect gift for that unique someone. For the independent art, books, or clothing to the oddity items, you can see them online at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:42, FM Talk 106.5. And question here. Yeah, I know. It was a disappointment. Did Jim Ziegler win the delegate seat against Governor Ivey? And he did not. But it came close, y'all.
So you got the results. I thought they were hiding these.
They have been kind of hiding these. I mean, there has been some of this going on. But as of now, there may be some more information came in overnight. So the last time I got this is as of about midnight last night. So yes, something could have changed here, but it was like a 48-52 for Baldwin County. Let me go back and see here. Yeah, I think it's basically in rough numbers. It was okay. Well, here's the actual numbers here for Baldwin County. And by the way, if you hadn't been following this yesterday or last night, this is one of those side pieces, not really critical to our state, not really critical to our nation, but something to watch. And I think it is worth bearing out that the Amendment 1 took it on the chin.
Yeah, 75% voted no.
Okay, so then the other little proxy war was for a place one Trump delegate. Now, mind you, the two people in that, Governor Kay Ivey and State Auditor Jim Ziegler, they're both going to go vote for Trump. There's no policy difference. It was just a popularity vote. And the governor, you think, would be the overwhelming go ahead with this.
Yeah.
But in Baldwin County, Governor Ivey getting 17,383 votes on that. And State Auditor Jim Ziegler getting 14,157. Okay, that was with 90% of precincts in. So I don't know those numbers have moved much since then, but we'll look at it. Yeah, it looks like Governor Ivey held on and did win the right to go be the Trump delegate for place one.
But she'll look at those numbers, right? no chance that she doesn't just take a little gander and see how many people voted against her for Trump delegate when you'd think this would be like a 99% to 1% kind of vote.
Well, you got to also wonder that, yeah, you look at that. At the same time, you look at that rousing defeat for Amendment 1, right? That has to be weighing on the governor's mind too. I mean, that was a signature piece she had. She spoke out about it. She was the lead on that, and it went down in flames yesterday. All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5. A little time in the middle of politics to talk about coronavirus. John Stolness from Westwood One with more.
There may be some disagreement as to how much an emergency bill to fund the government's response to the virus will cost.
The number will be much closer to the one that I had and our caucus had suggested, $8.5 billion, than the $2 billion, $2.5 billion that the president suggested.
But both Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell believe a deal will get done.
Very optimistic. We're going to come together on a bicameral, bipartisan basis. With a package, something may have happened in the last hour I'm not familiar with, but I think we're on the way to getting that through the House this week, and with cooperation, could get it through the Senate as well.
This as the death toll in the U.S. reached 9 yesterday, all of them in Washington state, with 2 deaths in the Seattle area last week, now attributed to coronavirus. At least 120 cases have been reported in more than a dozen states. Vice President Mike Pence, the White House point man on the coronavirus, said all federal limits on testing would be lifted, and that the CDC would make it possible for any American to be tested without restrictions. Worries about exposure to mass groups of people have resulted in a number of prominent events to be canceled or postponed. Among them, Mariah Carey canceled an upcoming concert in Hawaii. Ford Motor Company and Fiat Chrysler have banned all non-essential travel until the end of the month. And Google canceled its biggest event of the year, an annual developer conference at its headquarters in May. As for the Olympics, a Japanese official said it's possible the games could be pushed to the fall or winter. But IOC President Thomas Bach dismissed that idea for now.
The IOC remains fully committed to the success of the Olympic Games.
John Stolness, Washington. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
The Mobile Boat Show opens this weekend at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. This weekend only, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank, and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County woman is facing child abuse charges for reportedly punching a small child in the face. Deputies say Nishafi Bettis hit the child after getting mad while shopping at a Dollar General. Florida officials are reporting a third case of coronavirus in the state. 2 cases have been confirmed, while health officials are still working to confirm the new case. The most recent patient is the sister of a woman who was already infected after traveling together in Italy. Meanwhile, Florida health officials are also frustrated because officials in New York didn't tell them an infected patient had traveled to Miami.
The Pensacola Police Department is selling T-shirts and hats for the upcoming Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. The torch will make its way across Florida to the Special Olympics Summer Games opening ceremonies in Orlando. The money raised will support Special Olympics athletes. T-shirts are $15, hats are $20. You can find details on how to order a T-shirt or hat at WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars rallied from 6 points down to beat Texas State last night, 58-54. It was the final regular season game of the year for South, who finished the season on an 8-game win streak and with the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference. By earning that number 2 seed, the Jags get a ticket straight to the conference tournament semifinals. The tournament begins this coming Saturday. South gets a lot of time off, though. They'll play at 2 p.m. next Saturday on March the 14th at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. And now South only needs to win 2 games to earn a ticket to the NCAA tournament. In the SEC last night, Alabama fell to Vanderbilt 87-79. Vanderbilt's Saban Lee scored a career-high 38 points in the upset win for the SEC's last-place team. Alabama needed to close out the regular season without a loss to have a chance at making the NCAA tournament. Now, if the Tide want to make the tournament, winning the SEC conference tourney is likely their only hope. The Tennessee Vols rallied from 17 points down to upset number 6 Kentucky in Lexington, 81-73, and South Carolina beat Mississippi State, 83-71. Tonight, we have 4 games in the conference. At 6 o'clock, number 17 Auburn will host Texas A&M. The Tigers are favored by 12.5 points. You can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6 tonight, Georgia hosts Florida and Arkansas hosts LSU. Then at 8, Missouri is on the road at Ole Miss. In baseball, South Alabama lost to number 25-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa 12-2. The Tide homered 4 times in the win and remain undefeated with a 13-0 record. And it only gets tougher for South. Next up, they go back on the road to face number 10-ranked Arkansas on Friday. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, northbound 65 on to airport. They've got a car that left the roadway and in the ditch. They've got emergency vehicles there. No injuries involved, but it's going to be tying up traffic. You've got a lot of fog to deal with this morning, so be careful, especially across the Bayway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. You can find them on Facebook and online. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms along with fog, lows in the mid 50s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few morning showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
At 6:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this day after Super Tuesday. Coming up next hour, more analysis of the numbers from last night. I think some interesting takeaways are the differences in voting down here in Baldwin and Mobile County and the rest of the state in the Senate race. Basically the Tuberville number.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just give you a quick view of this. I think Tuberville, off the top of my head, did 12% of the vote in Baldwin County. No, 12% in Mobile County, 10%. No, 10% Mobile County, 12% in Baldwin County.
And his numbers elsewhere in the state, obviously much higher.
So this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, that if all of a sudden you've got this runoff scenario and this run here to March 31st, how will the votes break in this? And 52% Bradley Byrne in that mix. If those break to Sessions, mm-hmm. that's a big deal in the number of votes for Sessions in this race against Tuberville.
And something we were discussing earlier is the fact that there will be an AL1 runoff between Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower. Will that help Sessions more, that there will be more people in our area going to the polls? But also you have a runoff in District 2 with Jeff Coleman, and mm-hmm. right now I think it's too close to call still between Barrymore and Jessica Taylor to see who gets in that runoff. But that's a region where I think Tuberville's done really well. So that might even it out there once right. we get to the primary.
We'll still be getting these numbers solidified today. We'll talk more about this coming up with Jeff Poore in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. If you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards, and if those cards come with high interest rates, then you need the folks at Lightstream to help you out. And here's how it works. It is so easy to lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I mean, why work on having a great credit score if you don't take advantage of it? You can also get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. And right now, you can get a special interest rate discount and save even more when you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.